Boeing takes off on a Dreamliner test flight. The fight over helicopter noise in L.A. is on again. And Alaska Airlines prepares for operations at Payne Field. This is Aero News for Monday, February 11th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Over the weekend, Boeing performed a successful test flight with one of its 787 test flight aircraft as part of the ongoing investigation into the Dreamliner's APU battery issues. Test flights with the 787 were authorized Thursday by FAA Administrator Michael Huerta and DOT Secretary Ray LaHood. The flight departed from Boeing Field at 12:32 p.m. Pacific Time on Saturday with a crew of 13 on board, Boeing pilots and flight test personnel. The flight lasted 2 hours and 19 minutes, landing back at Boeing Field at 2:51 Pacific Time. During the flight, the crew monitored the performance of the main and APU batteries. Special equipment on board ZA-005, which is currently the only member of the Boeing 787 flight test fleet in service, allowed the crew to observe and record detailed battery performance in normal flight conditions. Because the flight was part of the ongoing investigation, no other details have been released. Meanwhile, Boeing has begun to alert customers to possible delays in upcoming Dreamliner deliveries as the investigation drags on. Norwegian is the first customer to be alerted, having been told by Boeing that their first Dreamliners, due to be delivered in April and June, could be delayed. Boeing has not announced a new delivery date or given a written confirmation of a potential delay. The fight over helicopter flight corridors in the Los Angeles area is about to heat up again. Congressman Adam Schiff and California Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer have introduced legislation that would require the FAA to establish specific, restrictive flight corridors for helicopter traffic over the city. The Los Angeles Residential Helicopter Noise Relief Act would establish regulations on flight paths and minimum altitudes for helicopter operations in Los Angeles County. Feinstein and Schiff hope that the legislation will prompt the FAA to act, and if passed, will require the agency to finally address numerous resident complaints. For the past year, a DOT group has been meeting with local residents, stakeholders, and officials to discuss ways to move forward and adequately address the concerns and complaints of affected residents. Under the legislation sponsored by Schiff, Feinstein, and Boxer, the FAA would be required to exercise its legal authority to set guidelines on flight paths and minimum altitudes for helicopter operators in residential areas in Los Angeles County within 12 months of the bill being signed into law. Exemptions would be provided for law enforcement, emergency responders, and the U.S. military. Alaska Airlines is working with the FAA to add Payne Field in Everett, Washington, as an authorized airport for the carrier's operations. This is a required step if the carrier were to begin jet service out of the regional airport at some point in the future. As required by its application, Alaska Airlines is providing the FAA with a proposed schedule over the next 5 years that could include 28 round-trip jet flights a week. Alaska Airlines' proposed schedule in the first year of operations would include 14 weekly round-trip flights to Las Vegas, Honolulu, and Maui, Hawaii, using Boeing 737-800 jet aircraft. Alaska would also fly 21 weekly round-trip flights to Portland, Oregon, with Bombardier Q400 turboprop aircraft. Not all destinations would be served daily. By the fifth year of operations, Alaska would fly 49 weekly round-trip flights. Alaska Airlines informed the FAA that these proposed schedules could change depending on competitors, business and economic factors, and the needs of its customers. Payne Field currently has no adequate passenger terminal, which would need to be built before operations by any airline could begin. The Airline Pilots Association International, the union that represents the American Eagle pilots, has filed a formal objection to the capacity purchase agreement recently announced between American Airlines and Republic Airways. According to the filing, the pilots hold that the proposed agreement between American and Republic would severely divert the flying of large regional jets to a competitor and would needlessly undermine the value of American Eagle, threatening the livelihood of Eagle's pilots and other employees at the airline. American Eagle, a wholly owned subsidiary of AMR, has provided the substantial majority of regional flying for American Airlines, which is also an AMR subsidiary. Under the proposed agreement, Republic would operate large regional jets, 53 Embraer E-175 aircraft, under the American Eagle brand with service to start in June of 2013, and continue to increase through 2015. Their agreement will then extend through 2027, as it will run for 12 years from each of the covered aircraft's entry into service. In its filing, the union said, quote, "This potential deal signifies AMR's huge and unnecessary commitment to a third-party company at the expense of its own employees," end quote. The IMC Club has announced the formation of a new aviation honor, the Brown Jacket Award. A special brown leather flight jacket will be awarded annually to one outstanding general aviation instrument pilot for his or her safety, proficiency, and contributions in helping other pilots in their quest to master the art of instrument navigation. This recognition will be a prestigious award similar to the Green Jacket awarded in professional golf. The award recognizes excellence in areas of flight proficiency, continuing education, and service to the aviation community. It is open to all IMC Club pilot members and will be presented each year starting in 2014. When Aero News continues, Boeing's Phantom I taxis successfully, Aviation Day at the New Mexico Capitol, and a final salute to a Battle of Midway hero.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, February the 11th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing's liquid hydrogen-powered Phantom I unmanned aircraft system has completed taxi tests at Edwards Air Force Base in California as it progresses toward its second flight. During the testing, which occurred on February the 6th, the Phantom I demonstrator aircraft sitting atop its launch cart reached speeds of up to 40 knots, or approximately 46 miles per hour. The Phantom I team has also completed software and hardware upgrades to prepare for flying at higher altitudes. Additionally, the team improved the aircraft's landing system following Phantom I's first flight when the landing gear dug into the Edwards Lake bed and broke. Phantom I's innovative and environmentally responsible liquid hydrogen propulsion system will allow the aircraft to stay on station for up to 4 days, while providing persistent monitoring over large areas at a ceiling of up to 65,000 feet, creating only water as a byproduct. The demonstrator, with its 150-foot wingspan, is capable of carrying a 450-pound payload. In its first flight, in coordination with NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards, was in June of 2012. The New Mexico Airport Managers Association, in conjunction with the New Mexico Department of Transportation Aviation Division, will host Aviation Day at the Roundhouse on February 14th from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. in the West Wing. Those on hand with displays will include the New Mexico Aviation Aerospace Association, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, EMS Services, Recreational Aviation Foundation, Air Care Alliance, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the New Mexico Pilots Association, the New Mexico Department of Transportation Aviation Division, and the New Mexico Airport Managers Association. Many members of New Mexico's aviation community will also be there to discuss the impact and importance of aviation in that state. New Mexico is home to 59 public-use, publicly-owned airports and 109 privately-owned airstrips. The 59 public-use airports have a tremendous impact on New Mexico's economy. According to the most recent New Mexico Airport System Plan, general aviation accounts for $3.1 billion in economic activity and provides over 48,000 jobs. The purpose of the event at the State Capitol building is to show elected officials and the public how aviation affects jobs, tourism, revenue, and mobility for the citizens of New Mexico. The pilot of one of four B-26 bombers that took off from Midway Island to help turn back an invading Japanese fleet in 1942 has passed away in Billings, Montana. James Murray was 93. MSN relays a report from the Billings Gazette that Murray died of natural causes last Sunday. During the battle, Murray's plane was hit and three crewmen were wounded. After launching a torpedo at a Japanese aircraft carrier, Murray reportedly flew the crippled B-26 down the center line of the ship's flight deck to avoid its anti-aircraft fire. All of the guns were pointed outward and could not turn to train on his airplane. When he finally crash-landed back on Midway, more than 500 bullet holes were found in Murray's airplane. He and the crew were awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, and in 2003, Murray was presented with the Jimmy Doolittle Award for Outstanding Service to the U.S. Army Air Corps. I'm Glenn Moyer, with thanks to all who wear or have worn the uniform of our nation. You're now cleared for departure.